Hello, welcome to Happy Feet's Lagooncast episode 2, coming at you from Concord, New Hampshire. Thank you so much for joining me. It was a pleasure having you around the first time, so hopefully you'll enjoy the eclectic tunage the second time around. Oh, we got a lot in store for you today, but you know, it's all about one thing. This Lagooncast is about one thing. It's in your pockets. You have to put it on the counter every day. You have to think about it. You eat it. You live it. You breathe it. Well, I think you know what I'm talking about. But hey, if you don't know what I'm talking about, this next song might let you in on the clue. So hang tight, hold on to those purse strings, and I'll see you on the flip side.
Friends, keep it friends. Truth does betray. was a man-eater. Clocked in like a taxi meter. Fuck girls, she was platinum digger. Checking down, sticking moves in the mover. V's out, then a plane right to ya. Peace out, she'll kill you like Uma. She skipped away to the shop, and she found she didn't have enough.
If you want to keep your legs in the place they are now, you pay the money. Goodbye, David, and hopefully we don't have to come across each other in the future.
Formula to drop the fence, it makes sense to me. Hey, me, Mr. Boss Man, I'm quitting this here job. You've been outside getting tan, and I've been getting robbed. My life is worth so much more than $1.10 an hour. Waking up at 3:45, and I'm starting to turn sour. So, hey, me, Mr. Boss Man, I'm quitting this here job. I'm sick of eating old bran and living like a slob. You got me living like a slob.
I get tired of saying that defense is to be made an excuse for wasting dollars. I don't believe we should pay 1 cent for defense more than we have to.
Now, a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
I have adopted sophisticated terrorist tactics, and I'm a dangerous, dangerous man with dangerous, dangerous weapons. I want to drain the coal resources in America and foreign sources of crude oil. A weapon of mass destruction. I'm a brutal dictator. I'm evil.
Best. I'm feeling fine. You and me with a bee, somehow we'll get along. Boy, let's the wittiest and the girls the prettiest join in the merry song. High me, high low, away we go, a float on a $5 note.
Say, dear, do you really want a kiss?
Uh-huh.
A nice, sweet kiss?
Uh-huh.
Will you wait just a little while?
Uh-huh.
Then wait till we're married.
Huh. I leave, I low, away we go, afloat on a $5 note.
Now here's one thing I'd really like to know. Where do you want your money to go? For nuclear weapons and Star Wars toys? Or to educate and motivate our girls and boys? Hey there, son, we just gotta move the money. We just gotta move the money. We just gotta move the money. Our kids are in trouble, they ain't got nowhere to go. They ain't got no insurance, they ain't got no dough. 11 million kids are uninsured in America. And how can you expect a kid to get an education when the schools are falling down in the world's richest nation? 14 million kids in schools that are decrepit. Now you tell me there ain't nothing we can do.
Move
now, listen to me, honey, we just gotta move the money. We just gotta move the money. We just gotta move the money.
The way our government is spending our money just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make military sense. It doesn't make economic sense. It doesn't make spiritual sense. It doesn't make common sense.
He's gotta move the money. He's gotta move the money. Our government is building more fighter jets to overwhelm the forces of the Soviets. I can see why they did this during the Cold War. But word is the Soviets don't exist no more. Hey there, friend. He's gotta move the bread. Gotta move the bread. Gotta move the bread. A million kids need Head Start, but we say there ain't no dough. 11 million more need healthcare, and we tell them where to go. They say there's a budget surplus. We say, what about the kids? They say they care a lot about it. We say, stick your money where your mouth is.
Move my money.
Hey there, Joe. We just gotta move the dough. We just gotta move the dough. We just gotta move the dough. Now here's a solution that will really give us more. Move some money out the Pentagon store. Take one small slice of the Pentagon's pie and just think of all the things that our country could buy.
Move my money.
Telling you so, we just gotta move my money.
Move my money.
Listen to me, honey. We just gotta move my money.
Move my money.
Move my money.
Hey, wow. That was a really eclectic set, wasn't it? Ah, compliments of Happy Feet. Yeah, well, you know, there are a lot of songs out there about money. And, you know, it kind of makes you think about how you value money in your own life. So hopefully you'll walk away with that thought. How do you value money in your life? Well, that's it for now. I'll see you next month for episode 3. And that one will be in good old Iowa. Good old Des Moines, Iowa. Yep, that's where I'll be with my carny mobile. So until then, take care. I'll see you.